And hello, everybody, and welcome to the Captain's America radio show and Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops, where every week at this time we bring you an interview with another one of our brave military men or women serving somewhere in the forward AOR, keeping America free and safe. And joining us today from Kirkuk in Iraq, she's a United States Air Force Staff Sergeant and Air Traffic Controller. Her name is Danielle Nadja. Staff Sergeant Nadja, thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to make sure that we give you an opportunity right off the bat to say hello to everybody and anybody that's listening. Go right ahead, please.
Okay. Well, I'll say hi to my husband, Sammy. He's in Germany right now. And hi to my mom. She's in Houston. My dad, he is.
All right, and you are in Kirkuk, Iraq, and I understand that you are an air traffic controller, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, now as an air traffic controller, you're basically doing the same thing we see done at the commercial airports by everybody and anybody that does it these days, so you would have a really good civilian job in the event you came out, right?
Yes, I would.
All right, and let me ask you another question. How long have you been in the Air Force?
For 5 years.
5 years. All right. Is that something you plan on making a career?
Yes, I just re-enlisted for 5 more years.
Okay. And as a person in the Air Force, how difficult has it been? What's been the hardest part of your deployment over there going to Iraq?
The hardest part was the beginning. When I was away from my husband, that was the hardest part, just adjusting to that. It hasn't been too rough, but the very beginning, just being away from him was the worst.
All right, and obviously being away from your family and your home is quite a shock to begin with. Now, we hear about the difference in temperature over there. What's the temperature in Iraq today?
Right now, I believe it's around 115 degrees, so it's a really dry heat. There's not much humidity, but it is.
Well, I suppose in one good sense of the degree, it keeps you away from the stuff that we've got bearing down on the east coast of the United States this week, and that is namely Hurricane Irene, which is going to be a real barn burner over here. The only thing you could compare it to over there is one of those wind-whipped sandstorms where you can't see your hand in front of your face. Just add water to it, and you got what we're going to get somewhere in the east coast of the U.S. this week.
Right, I just heard about that yesterday.
All right, now what's your hometown, Staff Sergeant?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, all right, and I'm assuming you're a sports fan, am I right?
Yes.
Your favorite team is?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Now, wait a minute. If you're from Houston, you're supposed to root for the hometown team, but you root for the Cowboys, huh?
Yeah, well, I grew up a Cowboys fan, so, and then the Houston Texans, they just, like, came out, so I don't know. I haven't really ever been a fan of them, but I guess I should be.
And folks, we are speaking with United States Air Force Staff Sergeant. Her name is Danielle Nadja. She is an air traffic controller. She's with the 321st Expeditionary Operations Support Squadron over in Kirkuk in Iraq. It's her first deployment over there. She's from the Houston, Texas area. Now, Staff Sergeant, if you could look at one thing that you've done in your deployment that you feel the proudest about, what is that one thing you would point to?
There was a car bomb in the city of Kirkuk, and I believe 19 people were severely injured, and I think 10 people died. And we had a Turkish medevac flight come and airlift some people out, and I worked the plane in and out of here. So that was the biggest thing I did. That was back in March.
Okay, and that's a very good thing, and I'm glad you were able to be there to help them, especially getting the aircraft in there where they needed to be, the choppers and whatnot, and helping out. Now, does your family have a military history, Staff Sergeant Nadja?
No, I'm the first to be in the military, actually.
Well, I'm assuming there may be more than one after you, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, well, what type of hobbies, Staff Sergeant Nadja, have you taken up since you've been in Iraq?
Well, honestly, I've just been trying to stay really involved with work to keep myself busy, but I go to the gym all the time, and that's really, there's not too much to do here. There's not a lot on base right now, so just mainly the gym.
All right, and I understand you've got some things that make you unique, like perhaps playing the piano since you were just a little tight, is that right?
Yeah, I started playing the piano when I was about 8, and then when I was about 12, I started playing the violin, so music has always been a really big part of me. So I haven't got to do that over here, but I'm looking forward to doing that when I get back home.
Well, when you do get back home, you probably are going to want to grab a hold of your family right away and give them a big hug as they are you, I'm sure. But what's the first thing you plan on doing when you get your feet back on U.S. soil? You got something in mind?
You know what? Honestly, I think I'm just going to go home and stay at home. I just want to relax and enjoy my nice soft bed and just be at home.
Now, when's your deployment end? When are you due out of country?
A couple weeks, actually.
So, would you be able to catch, like, a Dallas Cowboys football game?
Oh, well, actually, right now I'm stationed in Germany, so that's where I'll be heading back to.
All right, well, I'm not sure what they do in Dallas, but the military over here, if they show up in uniform, especially those returning from the forward operating areas, and they can get special complimentary tickets to attend Tampa Bay Rays baseball games for free. That is one of the few professional teams in the state of Florida that does that. So if you ever get over this way in the Tampa Bay area and they're playing baseball, you can count on that.
Okay, great.
All right, now, I got to ask you about the food. We hear a lot of people over there say that the food can be really good or it can be really bad, number one. But we also have people telling us that the dessert bars over there are something that leave a lot to be be concerned. What do you think about?
I try to stay away from the dessert bar because it has everything you could ever want. And I'm trying to, you know, watch my figure and this kind of thing. But it's not too bad. It's nice because we actually do have a cafeteria we can eat at. So we can have nice hot meals. It's a lot better than those ready-to-eat meals, you know, like they call them MREs. So much better than that.
Okay, well, the MREs that we're familiar with over here, Staff Sergeant Nadja, are the ones that were given out during all the hurricanes over here, and a whole bunch of people had to rely on those for a while. And, folks, we are speaking with United States Air Force Staff Sergeant. Her name is Danielle Nadja. She's from the Houston, Texas area. She's with the 321st Expeditionary Operations Support Squadron in Kirkuk, Iraq. Well, just a couple more questions, Staff Sergeant. How are you able to communicate with home? Is it pretty easy or a little difficult, or how do you communicate?
It's not too bad since my husband's in the military. I can call him on our military phones pretty easy. But we also have Skype and FaceTime. So it hasn't been too bad. But the time difference is the biggest thing for my family back in the States. So.
Okay. And you're basically able to get mail a lot quicker than what we were back in the days of the NOM, because I'm going to tell you, we had something that was called snail mail, and it was invented over there. And we were no better than some of the troops, I understand, from my dad in World War II, where it would take upwards to a month to get a letter back and forth.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, with the drawdown, it's been taking about 3 weeks about to get a letter. It's been taking a while. So.
Okay. And my last question for you, Staff Sergeant Nadja, is being in the Air Force can be a really good thing. What's the best thing the Air Force has done for you?
I got the experience to actually live over in Germany, and I've been there for about 2 years. So I've got to explore Europe, and that's been the most incredible thing ever for me. So I've really enjoyed that.
Okay, very good. And once again, I want to give you an opportunity to say hello, goodbye to everybody and anybody that's listening. And keep in mind, this program will be available by podcast, and anyone around the world will be able to hear it here by the weekend.
All right, well, thank you very much. I miss and I love my family, and I'll be home soon.
All right. And, folks, we have been speaking today with United States Air Force Staff Sergeant Daniel Nadja. Now, she happens to be a Staff Sergeant in the Air Force, an air traffic controller, landing and taking off those great big planes and helicopters and whatnot over there in Kirkuk in Iraq. She's with the 321st Expeditionary Operations Support Squadron. And got two words for you. You ready, Staff Sergeant?
Okay.
Stay low.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, folks. The Captain's America and Troop Talk Radio continues. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.